views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Arthur Hoffman. Well, Artie's going to be a little bit late, so you got me, guys, and I have a lot to talk about today. I've had some week, I'll tell you. It seemed as though this week has dragged along for like 6 weeks. It has been nothing but one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. And I'll share a few things with you. I have some really exciting things to share with you, too. But before we do that, I'm going to give you some telephone numbers if you'd like to call in. And if you'd like to have a mini reading with myself and with Artie when he ever shows up, if he ever shows up, which I'm sure he will. He's going to kill me for that. All right. The studio number to call is 800-930-2819. Okay. So if you want to have a mini reading with myself, please take advantage of that and give us a buzz. Now, if you would like a private reading with Artie, and he's very good, I have to say, he's not here, so I'm telling you the truth, he's really good. His number is 877-ANGEL-02. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like to have an amazing reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And you will not be disappointed with either of us. And thanks for taking down those numbers. I'm just going to give you the studio number one more time just in case you stragglers don't have a pen, which you should know already to have the pen so that you can call us. It's 800-930-2819. So today's topic is something that a lot of people will go through in life, you know, and it's don't allow your fears to keep you from growing in life and being happy. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not going to try it. How do you know you can't do it? It's all a matter of you being afraid to venture out. And that's silly because the worst, if you don't venture out, you have a zero possibility. If you venture out and you make a mistake, at least you had a 50% possibility. You know what I mean? So it's important to take those steps and those chances in life. So keep that in mind, guys, and know that if you don't take those chances, you don't know what you're missing. You really don't. When I was coming up in the world and it was time for me, you know, to settle down and I had found a boyfriend, I was engaged to this lawyer. And could you imagine me married to a lawyer? It would have never worked anyway. But anyway, all of a sudden, I was engaged to him for, I think, 2 years. Then I met Richie, my husband. And I ventured out. I absolutely ventured out. And I was pretty happy with this other guy. I mean, I had a beautiful engagement ring. Everything was going nice. Life was happy. The guy spent money on me like crazy. But what happened was I just had this little something in me that really said, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance. And I did. And it was the best move I ever made, folks. The best. So believe me, when I tell you to venture out, try it. Like I said, if you don't venture out, you have 0%. But if you do venture out, at least you have 50%. And who knows? You could be 100% right on target. And things that you don't know, you can learn. So it's really cool. So we have one caller that just called in from California. Her name is Rose. Rose, are you there?
Can you hold on? Yes. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes. Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
Yes. The reason I'm calling you today is I wanted to see...
I keep breaking up a little, sweetie.
If you see a new job coming up for me.
A job?
Yeah, a new job.
Hold on 1 minute. You know, it's funny. I was just talking about venturing out. And if you don't venture out, you don't get anything. I think you're a little bit afraid to put yourself out there. I think if you did put yourself out there in the right places, I know that you can do so much better than what you're doing now. I do see something coming up for you, but it's not going to be till after the new year.
Okay.
You got to stick it up. But you know what you can do in the meantime? Put out your resumes. See if you can meet a few people in your work circles. Try and venture into something a little bit above what you think you can do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And definitely, definitely don't be afraid to take the chance. Now, you are going to get a job offer, I think, like around February or March. And I think you're going to be afraid to take it because you're not going to be 100% certain that you want to leave already at that time. Because you're going to be a little bit leery. Don't be leery.
Okay.
All right.
Do you see, like, how I'm going to get that job? Or, I mean, like, is it going to be from applying, you know, from the internet? Or
I see you getting this job from an agency. Do they have agencies? Because I see you meeting with somebody and putting in a resume. And I see that this person, I'm actually literally seeing a woman behind the desk interviewing you. So I think that you're going to go to some kind of an agency. Do they have job agencies out there?
Yeah, but I don't usually look for in my career through an agency.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, what is your career?
Hello?
Yes. What's your career?
I'm a social worker.
You're a social worker.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something. You are going to meet somebody who is going to interview you behind a desk. And I feel as though there is some place where you can go. It might not be the way I explained it, but it's going to definitely be like an agency. Oh boy, how can I? Do you have a union?
No, I mean, not, no.
Do you have the opportunity to be in a union?
I think there might be like a few jobs in my field that.
Well, you know what? I want you to do some research because I do absolutely see you getting hired through a third party. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is what I want you to do. I want you to do some research on.
Ask you? Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what were you saying?
You know, I was going to ask you. I have a lot of vacation time, and I noticed I haven't been accruing vacation time, and I've asked them to look into it. And I finally got a response that they're claiming we can only accrue so much vacation time. And I knew we can only accrue so much, but it's like 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It's like 60 hours less than what we were originally told, and I was never informed of that. So I asked them to honor, since I was never informed,
right,
you know, the additional vacation time, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay, this is what you have to do. You're working for a hospital or a, like, hospice?
No, I'm not working for a hospital, just a general nonprofit.
Well, there's your problem right there. It's going to be difficult for you for nonprofit. You see, I see you working in a hospital setting. I see you
really?
Working in a hospital setting, and that's probably what I see you going to. It's not really a hospital, but it's an institute. And that's why I'm seeing you getting hired by a third party. I feel as though this is like an institute for people who have disabilities, speech pathology, mental illness, brain disabilities, accident disabilities.
What about autism?
What?
Is it working with adults or children?
It's, you know what? I see this place as being multifaceted, with children and with adults.
Okay.
It's not a limitation. But I see you going there, and it's a large building, and I see you taking an interview with a gray-haired lady behind a big brown desk.
Would it be a big, like, company?
Yes.
Would the initials of the company start with an R?
There's
and
an
a
R
C?
In your name.
Huh?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's right. No, that's okay. It's not. You know, it's not really in the near future. So it's like around February and March.
Oh.
So I do see you taking the interview earlier, but they're not going to call you till February and March. I see a very large building. It's a very large building. And what I do see is this gray-haired lady behind the desk talking to you. Okay? And in fact, you're going to talk about a dog. And if you're smart, you're going to bring up a dog because this lady likes dogs. Anyway.
Oh, good. I love dogs.
You've got that in common. So that's going to be a really, it's going to be a gentle way for you to gain her confidence. All right?
Okay.
It's something with rehab. It's something that says rehab, something rehab.
What would my coworker about probably almost not quite a year ago, she got a job at a place, and I've been keeping my eye on it, but I don't know if it's the same place.
Okay, it sounds like the same place. Is it a rehab center?
It starts with connects children and adults.
Okay, that's the one. I have to just take a break right now, sweetheart. Stay on the line, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Rose.
Yeah,
okay,
so much.
Folks, we have to go for a little break now, and we'll be right back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Okay, we're back now. We're talking to Rose. Rose, I just want to tell you one more thing. I want you to go after the job that you've been looking at because I know it's the same building I'm explaining to you, and it's the same job. And keep in mind what I told you about the girl who's going to interview you. She loves dogs. Okay, sweetie?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it was nice talking to you, Rose, and call back
again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we have Artie with us now.
Hello, all you beautiful people. It's so good to be back.
Yes.
Yeah, I got tied up. I got tied up.
They tied him up with duct tape.
They did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's our producer. He's laughing. Did you get that amazing video from Brian?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'll let you see it at the next break.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Yes.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
So I heard had a date with Teresa.
I did have a date with Teresa Caputo, guys.
Sunday, so did 5,000 others.
5,000 other people. Sunday, I went to one of her shows. And she's an amazing showman. Amazing showman. And she's a lovely person. She's, you know, I could really relate to her because she says what's on her mind. She's not afraid to curse. She's not afraid to tell you just the way it is. And I like that in people. I don't stand on ceremony. I'm not afraid to use four-letter words. And I'm not afraid to be me because I have enough confidence in myself to know whoever knows me loves me because I am real. Okay.
But there's a time to use that language, you know, if
yes, of course.
You know, it's like listening to a good stand up. Sometimes you use the F bomb or certain words to emphasize the situation. Yeah. And then that's what makes it funny.
Well,
but when somebody just uses
curse
words.
Well, let me explain to you what happened.
Go ahead.
So she started off and
explain, Lucy.
Okay, Ricky.
Go ahead.
So she started off and she told us that she's very philanthropic. She does donate a lot to charities. not Artie's wife.
Although I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
No. Yeah. All of her readings that she does privately are all donated to different charities, which I think is amazing. But when you have her kind of money and her kind of TV show, sweetheart, it's very easy. All right.
But yeah. You want to know something? But a lot of people who do have...
Don't do it either, I know.
Yeah, who do have a lot of money, it's like they can never have enough.
This is true. But also the IRS steps in.
Yeah,
and the IRS, right. But if you donate to these charities, the IRS is kinder to you.
Yeah.
All right. So she is a great philanthropic woman, and I love her for that. Her readings were spot on. This woman is the real deal, and that's coming from a medium because I was reading the people as she was reading the people. So I knew that she was on the level. I knew that she was on the level. There was one guy she was reading who was a soldier, and I knew exactly. In fact, I was saying things that she was saying. I was thinking the same things that she was actually literally saying. So I know she's the real deal. But when I saw her in Tom's River, the poor girl, and I'm sure this is the reason, she was like a rubber band going to snap. She came on. She was great. She was kind and cool and comfortable. But as she started to get into her readings and people were either not speaking up or not giving her validations, she started to get a little bit nasty. And after a reading, she says, yeah, I found that on the internet. And then there was a lady there who had lost her daughter, and she was dying for a reading, and Teresa chose her. And she was sitting next to her niece. Now, Teresa said to the lady who lost her daughter, your daughter hears you saying, I wish I could have changed places with you. So the niece turns around and said, well, wouldn't anybody's mother say that so they wouldn't lose their child? Oh, my God. That was like the final straw. She snapped.
Do you know what's an irony of that, though?
What?
When you say, you know, because you love your child so much, you know, when a parent says, I wish that was me going and not them to save their life. But it's like, but then you're still not with them. So you're on the other side and they're here and you still
I know,
can't.
But you're actually saving them the despair of what you feel death is. The normal common person who doesn't know.
I understand that.
So I said it myself, Artie, when my son was dying.
I understand that.
I said it myself.
I totally get it.
I begged God to take me instead.
But I don't feel like it has to be a one or the other.
True.
It's like if you don't want something to happen, you don't have to sacrifice your life. Say, oh, please. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people have this stupid habit of saying, oh, don't give them the pain. Give me the pain and spare them. That, to me, is so damn stupid.
And you know
I hate people who do that. I just don't agree with that. Oh, let me. No, you just don't want them to have the pain. You don't have to take on everybody else's pain and burden.
I get
that's
that.
That's bull crap.
I get that. A lot of people say that because they don't realize the dynamic of spirituality. You know what, guys? We sign up for every single thing that happens to us, okay? Yes, we do have freedom of choice to do what we want, but basically, well, we know exactly what our souls know exactly what's going to happen to us before it happens, okay? And it's all in a contract.
Beating up your angels.
What?
I said my angels are beating up your
angels. Get your angels at it. His angels are trying to mate with my angels.
She has a set of angel cards, and I have a set of angel cards.
Well, you just made my angel cards look excited.
And I was tapping her angel cards with my angel cards.
He's trying to mate with my angel cards. Our angels are nasty. I love our angels. Aren't they amazing?
They are.
We're off track again. Okay.
All right. So here we are back. You were talking
about
Teresa.
So here we are at the show. And Teresa Caputo hears from this woman. Oh, doesn't every mother say that? Well, Teresa went crazy and started effing her up and down and told her to made the bouncers actually literally change her seat. At the beginning, they wanted to throw her out. But then she says, change her seat. I can't do this. Don't you realize I'm in the spirit world right now? You're making them put up a wall so I can't connect with them.
Hold on 2 seconds.
Yes.
From what you've explained to me before.
Yes, love.
And from the other show that you did.
Yes.
You said that when you, because you're not making it clear, when Teresa said from what you told me,
yes,
that the lady who she was trying to read, her niece was being not forthright. She was the one that was being challenging. Yes. So she moved the lady away from the niece.
No, she moved the niece away from the lady. She didn't move the lady away from the niece. The niece was escorted away. You didn't realize that.
Oh, I thought you were telling me.
No, 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 no. The niece was escorted away. Okay. And the lady sat there. And funny enough, the next day I had gone to my doctor's office and one of the nurses there, she was sitting right in behind what happened. She was.
Really?
Yes. And she says they had to escort the niece away to another seat. But they were actually going to throw her out. But you know what? I could understand very well why Teresa snapped. First of all, the woman has been on tour for 3 months. She hasn't even been home to see her family. Secondly, this girl has been so battered and badgered by people not believing in her gift. And she's always having to defend herself as a medium. And, you know, she's a good medium. And I don't feel that's right either. Okay, so this poor thing has been in the public's eye for years now, defending her gift. There's a whole YouTube thing on stop Teresa Caputo because she's a fraud.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm going to show it to you. I saw it because it was so ridiculous. So,
I don't need to see that crap.
Isn't that
garbage?
Stupid? Isn't that stupid? The woman gives you messages that are clear and nobody could have known left and right, and you're still doing this to her. I think it's horrific. I really do. So with that, we're going to take a break and we will be right back and we're going to continue to talk about Teresa.
Stick around.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. You're with Angels and Answers, and we are thrilled to have it. It is on the 10th.
Yeah. It's a Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know something? Now I know why.
Why? We have a radio show.
Yeah, I know Chris is. No, I have my college event that day. And
your
she
daughter?
Just told. No, I have a college event
day. Oh, I see.
I have a college event that
what
day.
What time is the point?
And that was booked like. Over, like, literally 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
At the university. That's what it was. It wasn't a regular party. It was a college university.
Okay.
So anyway, any case, so the radio station is throwing a dynamic, awesome Christmas party. And you're all invited.
Yeah. But don't tell Chris.
No, but don't tell Chris. Right. Just show up. Crash the party.
And he was very kind enough to invite us to come tonight. So I could go. I don't know about you.
Well, we're not going there tonight.
No. I might be able to get away.
Yeah, that would be good.
So anyway, I was telling you guys about Teresa Caputo. So anyway, you know, she says she doesn't care who believes her and who doesn't believe her. But her actions were speaking in a different way. She does care. Because she was challenging everybody who did not or who wasn't like 100% on board with her, who gave her a little slack, who was late in validation. She was sarcastic and said, yeah, I got that off the internet. I got your information off the internet. So you can see that she says it doesn't bother her, but my God, it bothers her. And being a medium myself, I know it would bother me. After I have done thousands and thousands of readings, after I have done hundreds and hundreds of shows, and I have just hit everything right on the head, somebody's going to come over to me and tell me you're a fraud. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not as gracious as her. I would have decked them.
No, I see. Now, the way that I am, it's like my attitude is.
That's jealousy.
No, it is. But my attitude is, and it's their insecurities.
Yeah.
And my whole attitude is, you know, that's you're entitled to your opinion, whatever you think or whatever.
Right.
You know.
But
so,
don't
but,
go.
But no, but when know. But when you, you know, experience mediums like herself or like you or like myself, and we're giving extremely accurate information about people's lives that there's no way that we would know.
No.
You know, this is people who are just insecure. And, you know, you can't, you know, really allow your energy to be absorbed by these people.
Right.
And so when people tell me no, 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 when I'm giving them information, I will literally stop. I look at them in their eyes. I said, look, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm just giving you my gut instincts and my feelings. And you want to know something? So many times, and I'll use the word countless times, people have called me up literally days, weeks, and even over a year later,
right.
People have called me up and have told me that everything or a lot of things that I say have come true. Whereas in the moment, it meant absolutely nothing to them.
Right.
So, and that's just the way it goes. And if people don't want to believe, a lot of times the reason why people don't believe, it's because they're afraid of things that they don't understand. Or they're jealous.
You know, it's easy.
Or their religion told them not
to. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Those people don't belong at shows that mediums perform at. And I'll also tell you something else. People are jealous of this girl. She's very pretty. She's got a nice figure. She's got a dynamic personality on, you know, as a human being. She's a kind and gracious lady. And then
she's extremely talented.
And she's extremely talented. And then people throw in her face that she's a fraud, or they don't comply to saying, is that true? Yes, it's true. No validations. So you know what? Unfortunately, I saw her at her worst, and she was fantastic. She was fantastic at her worst. I could just imagine when she's rested and she's calm and in her own house giving readings. She must be over the top. And I love this girl. She's, you know, even though she did drop the F-bomb a few times, I can relate to her because she's like, you know, she's like a, like, even though I wasn't born in Brooklyn, I was raised there from a mid-teen. And I get the dynamic of those people. And she is one of those people. So, you know, it was kind of like almost natural for me to hear her express herself when she wasn't raging, saying the F-bomb.
But you want to know something? This is her, you know, being...
This is her stage presence.
It's her stage presence. But at the same token, she's human just like everybody
else. Absolutely.
And you want to know something? When you listen to these super-duper performers, you know, I'm talking about singing artists and all these other people, they have their bad moments. You know, it doesn't
everyone
has their bad moments, and it doesn't mean that they're not the greatest or that they're not wonderful or whatever. It proves that we're all human and we go through our times. You know, we all have our weaknesses, we all have our slumps, you know, and we should learn from it. And
exactly. You know what? Don't get me wrong. Her readings were accurate, and that's all that counts. Her demeanor after she got into the audience was a little bit repetitive, like she would tell somebody, your grandfather wants to tell you that he's very proud of what he's seeing you do. You just got a new job as a fireman. And then she would go on about being a fireman. And then she would go on about the grandfather being happy that he's a fireman. And she would repeat that in different terminology three or four times, where she could have been out there reading somebody else. But I do understand why she did that too. So she doesn't have to read a lot of people,
right?
You know, which I think was kind of like not so cool.
Well,
she could have taken the time to read other people,
yeah,
honestly.
When you're constantly repetitive.
She's got enough experience to know that.
Yeah, and it gets, you know, it gets redundant and stuff like that, you know. But
I was kind of like yawning a little bit because it was like the same crap over and over and over, just in different terminology, you know. But
but I've heard other people do it, and it's just like you say the point, you
and
move
just go
on. And just go on, and that's it, and call it a day, you know.
But you know what? I want to tell you something that you and I, we give a lot of information when we're with our clients.
Absolutely.
Look, I even see her on her television program. She gives two or three pieces of information and then she elaborates on it. And that's what she did over at the stadium. She gave two or three pieces of information and then elaborated the rest of the time, where you and I give different pieces of information, like ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And that's what makes us unique. Do you understand? Because we're getting that information from spirit quickly. Now, I'm sure, you know, if we were as famous as her and we did it as much as she does, and we do it a lot, don't get us wrong, we do it a lot, but she does it on a continual basis on television and touring all over the country, and we don't.
Yeah, when you're doing any kind of a craft and you're doing it repetitively over and over and over again,
you try to do as little as you have possibly
you know,
can.
It can be trying. I mean, even
oh, yeah.
I got news for you. I am blown away by these rock stars and these singers who singing the same song over and over and over again for all 50 states, for all 800 million countries,
right.
Year after year after year, playing the same songs over and over. You got to go nuts. Well, constantly being repetitive, you know.
That's called drug taking.
It drives them to drugs.
But my point is this. She is a very good medium. She's got a beautiful stage presence. I think she's just a little overworked. I really do. And kudos to her for keeping her stature as being a great medium, even though she's under scrutiny 24/7. I could understand why she's bitter. And that bitterness sometimes comes out. And you know what? After she let it out, she did apologize. She did apologize. However, if you have that kind of a stage presence, you can't let that get the best of you. You have to control that. And she says she doesn't care, but absolutely she does care. And anybody that does what she does or what we do, we care too.
You know, when you say there's a difference in your there, you could tell the difference in your demeanor when you say, I don't care. You know, a lot of people say, I don't care. You know, they say it with anger in their voice.
And that's
I don't care. I don't give a crap. The bottom line is if you're getting that emotional about your I don't cares, that means you definitely care.
Right.
But if you say, no, I really don't care. I honestly don't care either way. I don't care.
Right.
Then you could say, this person really doesn't care.
Right.
You know, whether you come or go, stay or leave, Italian or Chinese, they know, really, I don't care.
Right.
You know, I was deciding whether do you want to go to Mars or do you want to go to
Venus?
You know, I really don't care.
Right.
You know, do you mind if they come? No,
I
don't care. No, I don't care.
You could see it that she cared.
She really cared a lot.
She really cared
a
lot.
All right.
She really cared a lot.
But like I said, when somebody is like expressing such anger and frustration, I don't care. Trust me.
They
it's
care.
Your actions show that you care. So, all right, everybody, we got to go to a commercial break.
Yes.
So you stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial back.
If never I met you, I never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I
had... Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1330 Celtic Church.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Audience Guy Celtic
Church Hour
with Brian Artie and Sky. So.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I felt like I was getting married in a Celtic church there, that first song.
Yeah. You want to know something?
What is that? That was a very pretty
when
song.
When you have a lot of obstacles in your path,
yes.
You can't allow fear to stop you from moving on. You know,
yeah, I was explaining that to the audience before, our topic.
Yeah, and it's very important that, you know, when you have all these adversities in life, and there's a million and one reasons why you can't, why you shouldn't, you're crazy, you're nuts, and, you know, you're odd. You're odd, you're strange, you're weird, but that's okay, you know, if other people don't get you, it's okay. The most important thing is that you feel happy and comfortable within yourself.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Don't let people influence you.
Right.
Be the best you can be, and don't listen to anybody else's BS.
Because what happens is that when you're actually, you know, expressing your true self, you're stepping out of other people's comfort zone because you're just you being you. And people don't like that because you're rocking their world. And you can't stop living your life to be your true self. And unfortunately, way too many people do. They stop doing what makes them happy. They stop being themselves, all because of everyone else's expectations. And you're doing yourself a disservice. And then you end up getting angry at everyone else and getting angry with yourself. Well, you should get angry at yourself because you're the one that's listening to everybody else rather than feeling what feels right in your heart and soul.
Exactly. And I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, when you're yourself and you're not listening to anybody or trying to be accepted by doing things that don't sit comfortably with your soul or your mind or your heart, at the end of the day, when you do become yourself, you can sleep comfortable. You at the end of the day, you are you. You are happier. You can rest your head on that pillow knowing that you did the best that you can with what you had and who you are.
As soon as you have a challenge in life, all right, and a lot of people lose a lot of sleep because of all the challenges and problems they have in their life. So rather than sitting up and losing sleep worrying about these problems, you have to now say, okay, what is the solution? Rather than just sitting there saying, oh my God, I got this problem. I don't care what it is.
Sure.
It could be financial. It could be marital. It could be about school. It could be about your kids. It could be about anything. But when you are so serious and so wrapped up in all your problems, if you want to start to feel much better, all you have to do is, okay, what is the solution? What can I do to resolve this? What can I do to make the situation as best as I can while we're under these circumstances?
And that's the solution, really.
And that's your solution, rather than, you know, worrying.
Thinking about the problem.
Always thinking about the problem. People are stressed out about, oh, I got this problem, or oh, I got to go to work and deal with this jerk, or oh, all the pressure, or nobody's giving me appreciation or acceptance. Maybe you're the one who should start a suggestion box at your job. And maybe you're the one that needs to remove yourself from your job if you wake up every day going to a job you can't stand. And even if that means to take a little cut in pay or whatever it takes to make you happy.
Right.
It's not just about making the holy dollar. Now, it is important for us to, you know, have to pay our bills and to do what's necessary. You have to do that. I understand. I get it. But I could tolerate doing that so long as I know I'm working on a plan to make things better. Yeah. So knowing your situation is only temporary, then I could deal with it. But when you're just going day after day after day, you're screwed because you're not even thinking about how to resolve the problem or what you can do. And you're making yourself the victim. And you got to be able to turn things around in your favor or at least make things, you know, as good as possible. And what my mother was told to do when she was in therapy, when she was with my father, who was not the nicest person in the world by any stretch of the imagination, she had to develop to start to have her own life because you know, in living under the same roof as my father, having her own life with herself, with her friends, and her energy towards her family. And she had, and she learned just to share herself with my dad only when she had to, as far as regarding to family affairs or whatnot. And still, you know, it was difficult. And I learned from her. And I said, I would never, ever want to put myself in that kind of a position where, you know, where the havoc is and the emotional stress and you're that unhappy every single day. That's not living. That's not having a life. So that's what I would do if I was president. I swear.
I'm so happy.
I mean, so many
so
times.
I'm passionate about that.
I am. There are so many days I really wish that I could be president.
Yeah.
I mean, not.
What do you know about world affairs?
I don't. You know, as far as.
Well, we could ask the angels.
No, as far as wanting to balance out everything, as far as getting right people. You know, but seriously, to do what you want. I mean, this is where.
See, but you would be what? The moral majority? Would you be the left wingers? Or what would you
No,
be?
You want to know something. You're never going to make everyone happy regardless.
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing is, I would literally put more emphasis on humanitarian
You're
circumstances.
Right. I like that. I'm voting for you, man.
You know, and seriously, unfortunately, you need money like a Donald Trump
of course.
Be able to not be manipulated by the party and that you're doing what you have to do to get things done.
You see what you're saying right now? That's, you know, all kidding aside, folks, that's the kind of president we need. An everyday Joe, an average Joe who knows what it's like out here in the freaking real world. The real world, not the limousine, pick me up, go out for dinners, $2,000 dishes, plates, cocktail parties every night, tennis racket clubs. And
yeah, these people are crying poverty. All right? The politicians are crying poverty. They don't. The ultra wealthy don't want to pay any taxes whatsoever. And corporations don't want to pay any taxes whatsoever. But yet they're the ones who'll put out $10,000, $15,000 a plate for what? White Castle hamburgers? No, I'm only kidding.
No, a fundraiser to get one of their cronies in.
Yeah, to get one of their cronies in. It's called an investment.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. So the money that they're – so it's all a write-off for every single person there.
So my point is that we need an average Joe in there. We need an average Joe. And believe it or not, even though Trump is very wealthy, he came from an average Joe family. You know what I mean? His father made that empire with, what is it, Levitt City? No. Yeah, I think it was. He was a builder, and he built these homes for GIs from World War II that were coming back to the United States, and they needed a place to live. And he started, I believe it was called Levitt City. Between Long Island and Queens.
Wow.
Yes. And because of that, the man became very, very wealthy, and he made good investments, and he became, you know, a Trump. And then Donald fell into that, you know, and but they know what it's like to be average people, you know, and I don't think he would do so much of a bad job. Let's face it, foreign affairs, the cabinet, and the House of Representatives, they all rule. So they could overrule any decision the president makes. Okay? So I'm not too worried about current, you know, foreign affairs. And Donald Trump also has, he's got a chutzpah, if you know what I'm talking about. He's not afraid to go in there, and he's not afraid to do what he's got to do. But we have to wrap up to a commercial right now, so we will be right back after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.